Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi everyone, this is Heather Vancura and this is our Adopt a JSR July 2013 online meeting. Today we have three topics for discussion. We will discuss the translation project for the Adopt a JSR wiki pages. And we will also hear from special guest Arun Gupta about how to adopt completed and final JSRs with the Java E7 JSRs, just going final last month. And we'll also have a chance to discuss and share success and how to collaborate with other Java user groups so we can have metrics on the Adopt a JSR program. And, of course, we'll have time for your questions throughout. So on the materials, if we go to slide 2, if you're on WebEx, you can see this. Last time we met, we talked about the importance of having content on the Adopt a JSR program in native speaker content. So since that meeting, we've actually had lots of community participation and support for this. And currently on the java.net Adopt a JSR wiki, we have 8 languages. And most of you on the call have contributed to this effort. So I just wanted to take a moment and call out the success here and thank you for your efforts. We have Frank on the call who's been helping on the java.net side get these pages up. So I want to ask if anybody has any questions or comments about this. Anything to follow up on the pages that we already have, or if someone's on the call that wants to do another language and we want to talk about how to get that started, we can do that. But on the screenshot I included here, we've got French, Spanish, German, Portuguese, Chinese, Turkish, and Arabic. I put that out on Twitter yesterday. The link isn't here on the Adopt a JSR wiki page yet, but I did send out the URL for that, and it'll be added to this main page shortly. So a great job there, on that.
It's already there.
Frank? Oh, it's there. Okay. I said this morning, so early this morning. So it's already there. If you go live to the website, there. So do anyone have any follow-up on this item or things they want to share? Next step?
For me, my pain here in London, I think it's been an absolute fantastic effort by people to put these pages up. And I guess the next step is to try and engage those native speaking communities and to put up projects and other materials in their native language, just pushing it that one level further for their own communities.
Yeah, so that kind of goes, I included here again what we talked about last time. We kind of done the first step, which is translate the top page. Which we've got, you know, 8 languages going now. We've got several of the mailing lists started in the local languages, and kind of steps 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 here on slide 4, if you're following along on WebEx or after in the recording, are kind of the next steps of things that we broke down for you and how you would get started. Signing people to present so you can talk about this in your Java user group meetings. Go ahead and sign people up if they're, you know, thinking that they might be interested. Find a JSR of interest. That's part of what we're going to do today is call out some particular JSRs. Maybe one of these will be something that you think your user group will be interested in, and then go ahead and get started and share the results and evangelize the results, and we'll talk about that more later in the meeting. Any other tips or pointers, or if people want to share anything they've already gotten started on since they translated the wiki? Okay, so as we said, it's a global initiative, and we've already got lots of Java user groups around the world sharing and participating. So I think at this point what we're going to do is turn it over to Arun. And then we'll go ahead and move on to a third item, which was kind of how to share your results and how to track them in the wiki. So I am going to turn over the WebEx control to Arun. you're not on WebEx and you want to follow along on your own, I'll also tell you where you can go. Just a moment.
Okay. Arun,
you should be the presenter now, Arun, but where
I'm going to go. I have the presenter access, and now sharing my desktop.
Okay, so hand it over to Arun. As you know, on the mailing list, a lot of people were asking, how can I still contribute to Java EE7 JSRs, and what if the JSR is final, and all of these JSRs are now final. So Arun's put together this great resource for you, and I'll let him walk you through it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Heather. And even though Adopt the JSR effort kind of started with contributing to the JSR before it goes final, this was truly an opportunity for each JUG member to contribute to actually make a difference to the JSR before it becomes a standard. So reviewing the JSR, providing feedback, testing the implementation, even contributing proposals, samples, all possible means. Martin has put an excellent set of resources on what different levels you can contribute to the JSR. But Java EE7, the platform itself, was released final last month. But that does not mean, you know, you cannot contribute anymore. And so what I've done is, you know, I'm on my browser right now, I'm showing, you can go to, say, glassfish.org/adopt-a-JSR. If you go to that URL, that will automatically redirect you to this page. Now, this is the same page that we have been using. Now, on this page, what I've done is I've worked with the different specification leads. Now, these are the different 16 specifications that are part of, or 15 actually, that were either majorly updated or had a minor update or were new specifications in the platform. So what I've done is I've worked with each of the spec leads, and these spec leads have identified features that even though the specs are final, but you can still contribute and make a difference in a sense. So, for example, let's take a look at, say, JMS 2.0. Okay. Well, if you are not familiar with JMS 2.0, first thing first, we take a look at this video. Now, this video is really coming from the Java EE7 launch webinar that we did last month, actually just about a month ago. Now, you can click on this video. The video plays. This video is by Nigel Deacon, who's the specification lead. So it kind of walks you through the key components of JSR, what does JMS provide, what are the updates, and things like that. So you have a resource by which you can understand the basic concepts of the JSR in a quick, about 20-minute webinar. So that way, you can learn something. A very basic thing that you can do is just play this webinar as part of your any JUG meeting. So that's something very simple that you can do. We have pre-recorded artifacts that you can leverage in your JUG meetings. Like, we have 16 of these. So, for example, here, if you say playlist, it shows 16 videos. So there are 16 videos that are available from the launch webinar, basically all the technical breakout sessions that are available. So you can play each one of these in your different JUG meetings, or maybe a couple of them in your JUG meetings, just to get familiar with what really changed in the JSR or what really came as part of the JSR. And then, it's in getting started with JMS. So in this case, Nigel has specifically added a whole lot of details in terms of, you know, how do you get started with JMS. JMS is integrated in Glassfish. If you want to try standalone JMS 2.0, then there is OpenMessageQ 5.0. So it's showing you JMS tutorial. All these links are available for you to get started with. Because the specification is final, so you want to understand what has gone in the final. So please get your baseline set first. Once you have done that, then comes the part where you need to provide feedback. So how you can actually make a difference. There are several ways. Now, before I dig into the detail for JMS, if I go back to the previous page, there are some general areas that are on that same page which says how to provide feedback. Well, we can definitely leverage any sort of sample application that you can guys can build around the technology, which either focuses on simplicity or ease of use or something not so simple, saying, okay, you know what, I tried using this API, I did not find the API intuitive, or the Java doc was not clear,
in any sense. So, I mean, even though the spec is final, but that does not mean it cannot evolve. There are maintenance releases, update releases, major releases that will continue to happen. And of course, there are Java EE 8, 9, and future versions of the platform. So any change you do now or any contribution you do now may not be available right away, but eventually it will get into the spec and then kind of make its way through the platform, so over a period of next few months or years. So sample application is definitely one. One of the big help we can do is anytime you find an issue, file a Jira issue tracker. And there are Jira issue tracker links given each of the page, and I'll go through some of them already. Then we are looking for any inconsistencies between the spec and the Java doc and the API itself. We are also looking for examples where you can show multiple technologies, how they can be integrated with each other. So think about building a sample application which shows JSF plus CDI plus JPA plus EJB plus WebSocket, all those components built up together. That will be a solid Java EE 7 end-to-end sample application. And then, of course, finding the bugs on the RI project. So that's general area for providing feedback across all the specifications. The participation guidelines are still the same, you know, adopt a JSR program, join the members alias, update the wiki in terms of what JSR are you adopting, and then I have some broader links to getting started with Java EE 7. The complete playlist of the videos is available on this page as well. In the first round, which is like leading up to Java EE 7, there were 20 jugs that actually participated as part of the effort. Now, I would like to personally thank you, each one of you, very, very much, because your contribution is what made the platform extremely successful. Now, personally, I would like to see each one of you here. Now, I mean, and there is no reason why you can't be here. So if you think your jug participated in Java EE 7 and is missing, let me know. If you want to participate in this process of continuing to evolve Java EE 7 towards Java EE 8, let me know. I'm happy to put your logo up here. I want to see this list grow from 20 to 40 to 50 to 100. You know, I want to see 50, 100 jugs participate in this effort. Make this the best participatory platform in the world. Now, let's go back to our JMS example. So here I look at JMS. You have some getting started links. And then there are specific areas where the JMS specification lead is looking for feedback. So you can see there are specific areas that are defined, and then some more references. So let's take a look at another link here. Say Java API for RESTful Web Services. Okay. Now once again, the video is here. This is the same video from the launch webcast. There are some recommended areas for providing feedback. So for example, we want you to play with JAX-RS 2.0 reference implementation. Of course, file bugs. So we have Jira. I'm going to link that to Jira here. And there are four specific areas that they've highlighted. They explore the new client API, extending the API by creating new features, server-side asynchronous processing, and hypermedia. So on and so forth, you will see different JSRs. Like, let's pick another example, the Java API for JSON processing. Once again, the video is here. We are looking for specific areas for providing feedback, and all the links are maintained over here. Pick another example. Let's say WebSocket. Again, the video is here, specific areas for feedback, and the links to get started. So that's sort of the format that we have followed for each of the page. So you look on a particular JSR that you care about or you're interested in, say Enterprise Java Beans. Now then again, you have recommended areas for providing feedback. You go mark in the wiki that this is the JSR that I'm interested in and continue working on that. Now one thing to realize though is it's not required that only one jug participate on one JSR. Definitely more jugs can continue to work on a single JSR. That will make it only better. And I would actually encourage each jug to participate on multiple JSRs because different people bring different perspectives, and that's the unique value of the community that you guys bring to us. So I think that would be immensely valuable. So I would like to summarize by saying that, yes, Java E7 platform is final. The specifications that have gone in the platform cannot change, but they can definitely evolve. That's what the GCP process gives you. There are maintenance releases, there are update releases, major releases. Any feedback that you give even now and going forward is very, very relevant and can very well make a difference to the Java E8 platform. One big difference that you can do is if you are interested in any features that are missing, so I would request you to file bugs for them as well in the specification project, because that allows us to track it. That's all the information I have. And if you have any more questions, if you have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Does anyone have a question for Arun?
Not a question, just a big thank you, though, Arun. That's really great stuff. I hadn't seen that update yet, so that's very, very helpful in terms of a lot of people wanting to continue the work they started. So I'll definitely be pushing that out as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we are here only to help. So definitely, you know, any feedback from the community or AdopterJSR process, I mean, we are seeing tremendous benefits. Just to quote an example, once again, we have done that multiple times. A sample from Belgium Jug was integrated as part of the Java E7 SDK. So very much thankful to them. I don't see a reason why a sample that you create that integrates multiple technologies cannot be integrated in Java E7 SDK. Now, the SDK first version was released last month already, but we keep doing refreshes in terms of, oh, we found a bug, so let's do a refresh of the SDK. I'm more than happy if you have any good samples that shows end-to-end technology or even point technologies. So I would say take a look at the Java E7 SDK, take a look at the samples that exist over there, see, you know, which sample is missing, which technology, which particular technology or an integrated sample is missing, contribute. And I'm happy to work with you on that process.
Okay, thanks.
If there are no questions, then you can always shoot me an email or send a mail to the members at AdopterJSR Alias, and I'll be watching it. Thanks, Adopter.
Okay, thanks. I was just going to say, too, I mean, you can make suggestions. Everybody on the call and listening to this recording, this kind of came about as a result of questions and suggestions from you of things you're looking for. So definitely, you know, people will respond. If you have an interest in seeing something, let us know. And this is obviously going to be a great resource for you moving forward. If you have other JSRs that you're interested in, I can follow up on that with them too and put some additional things out. So keep your ideas coming. And I think now we'll go ahead and transition to the third topic we were going to talk about today, which was collaboration and sharing success. So I don't know, Martijn, you want to start off here while I switch things up on WebEx and say a few words about that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, one of the things we want to do is we want to track the success stories that we have with this program, both for ourselves and the wider community. It's always a nicer feeling to know that people's efforts and the communication and just wikis and creating new projects is actually leading to some meaningful results. So we put up an informal section called Success Stories in the wiki. We are looking to get some formal statistics around that. So we will do things like count the number of language translations. We will try to do things like count the number of bugs or issues closed in JS long to JSRs, count the number of projects that are highlighting JSR technologies. Those sorts of things. So I'll be putting out a link to the mailing list the next couple of days, showcasing the area in the wiki where to go and add numbers to those statistics. So I'll be putting some small summary tables of things. It's very much appreciated if people that were actually reported there. That way we can sort of kind of keep an eye on the growth and the success of the program worldwide, which would be great. Another thing I need to do is to actually pick a leaf out of Arun's book and steal, or borrow, I should say, his lovely collection of Java user group logos he has with the Java EE7 participation list he's got on the Glassfish site there. We're going to post that up front and center in the AdopterJSR wiki as well, and that way people can quite easily come in and see around the world who are all contributing. And Frank, if you're on the call, that might discuss offline whether we can hook that into one of those Google Map type ideas that we have at the moment with the Java user group placements. That might be another nice piece we can hook into the site.
Okay, sounds good.
Again, after this call, Arun, I might catch up with you separately and exchange some information about different Java user group leaders that we both have in our contact lists, so we can make sure we can track each of the Adopter JSR Java user groups down and see how they're going.
Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah, that's probably about it from me, Heather. So there's a little bit of work that I'm currently blocking people on, but I hope to have that resolved by the weekend.
Okay, great. So, yeah, if you go to java.net now, the Adopted JSR page, you can see the activity in the matrix here. Martin's going to be changing this up, but if you're doing some activity and you have done some activity and you want to enter it into the matrix, it's here. Find the JSR, you know, back to Arun's point, you can see, you know, several Java user groups working on multiple JSRs, which is great. London Java community here, they've got 8 of them here just on this section, JSR 30 through 349. So that's really helpful to be able to look at it and see who's participating and what they're doing. And here, I just to share with everyone, if you're looking online, slide 13, you can see the section that's there now, success stories is actually the title on the wiki, so you can add things there. You can also add your sample applications to the Adopt a JSR GitHub project that's here, and I added that in the back with where we have the resource. Keep in mind, you know, providing the feedback that you follow the guidelines, which is also in the wiki. I've summarized them on slide 15, and also a great way to contribute is the JIRA, logging issues in the JIRA instances of the JSRs, and try to remember to mark those, adopt a JSR, like this example has in slide 16 in the screenshot. And if you're not quite ready to jump into a JSR, we also still have the transparency surveys up on java.net and linked off of the Adopt a JSR wiki. You can see that here, JCP 2.8 transparency, and you can select a JSR and just go through and share your thoughts about how well this spec is being transparent to the community. And also, right now for the next week, encourage you to submit nominations for the annual JCP Awards this year to highlight the efforts that you're putting into the JCP. We've added a category, which is Outstanding Adopt a JSR Participant. So anyone can nominate for this award. I encourage you to put in your nominations for this category as well as the other categories. We've got JCP Member of the Year, Outstanding Spec Lead. If you've been working with a spec lead that you think has done an outstanding job, I encourage you to nominate them for this award, and also the Most Significant JSR, that category is open. So the nominations are scheduled to close tomorrow, but I am planning to work with Frank to extend the deadline to next Friday. So you can go here to java.net/JCP awards and submit your nomination on the form, or you can also send an email to me with your nomination, and the description to the justification will be helpful. I can follow up with you afterwards if you don't have that ready now, but please send in your nominations. It's a great way to highlight the people that have been participating in the program. So that's all I have. I will go ahead and turn off the record in case, unless anyone else wants to say anything, and I will go ahead and stay online afterwards if people want to chat more. Last call for questions or discussion for this July meeting. Okay, I'll be right back.